Born in 1932 in Trento, at the foot of the Italian Alps, and having entered a seminary intending to become a priest, at the age of 20, Mario Borzaga was struck by the testimony of a missionary. He entered the novitiate of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate, a missionary congregation founded in Marseilles in the 19th century by Saint Eugene de Mazenod. Just before taking his perpetual vows in 1956, Mario wrote in his diary of the dream of happiness that he had for his life. He wrote, "I have understood my vocation to be a happy man, even when trying to identify myself with Christ crucified. How many sufferings remain, Lord? You alone know, and at every moment of my life, I say fiat voluntas tua, thy will be done." Ordained a priest in 1957, Father Mario confided in his diary, "If Jesus has given me his love, I must give him love. If he has given me his blood, I must give him my blood. The Christ who has chosen me is the same who has given life and strength to the martyrs and the virgins. They were people like me, weak and fragile. I too am chosen for martyrdom." A group of missionary oblates were to be sent to Laos, and Father Mario volunteered for this dangerous mission. Their mission was to evangelize to the pagan population there. Father Mario Borzaga left for Laos in the fall of 1957. This country, in Indochina, is wedged between Vietnam and Thailand. It currently has a population of 7 million, primarily Buddhists. Arriving in one of the poorest countries in the world, with a small number of Christians, was a shock for him. He spent his first year in the mission of Khang Sadok. There, he had to learn the language, the local culture, and missionary life. He also had to learn 1,000 practical skills that would allow him to survive and help a destitute population. Hunting, fishing, constructing wooden huts, mechanics, all this in a hot and humid climate in the midst of a civil war. God did not ask him to perform the heroic acts he dreamt of. He loved to be with the people. He wanted to learn everything from them as quickly as possible. In reality, it was a very difficult year, but Father Mario found confidence in the thought that this is exactly where the Lord had wanted him to be. So therefore, the Lord will make a way for him. Mario Borzaga was 26 years old when he was sent to his first mission post in the village of Kiu Katiam, teaching catechism, teaching people how to pray, visiting families, receiving the sick people daily who had gathered at the door of the mission dispensary, hearing confessions, celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass for them, baptizing the pagans. This is how Father Mario spent his time and his strength. He was also put in charge of the formation of young catechists. Father Mario's young catechist students kept a tender memory of the man who had been for them, a real father. After Mass, on Sunday, April the 24th, 1960, Father Mario busied himself caring for the sick at the free clinic. A small group of Hmong villagers arrived and asked him to come to their village, a three-day journey on foot. They wanted instruction in the Christian religion and medical care for their sick. It was an opportunity to be seized, because being Easter vacation, two other oblate missionaries were there who could look after the mission. Father Mario promised to follow them the next day. His plan was to visit several villages and so complete a missionary round before the rainy season began. He also invited a catechist to join him on the journey. On Monday, April 25th, 1960, the feast of Saint Mark the Evangelist, they set out, bearers of the good news of Jesus and his love for the poor and the sick. But little did they know that their journey was a particularly dangerous one, as communist guerrillas had infiltrated the area and were circulating freely. On May the 1st, 1960, Father Mario, along with his catechist companion, were abducted by the guerrillas, who had tied their hands behind their backs and beaten them savagely. They were forced to dig their own graves before both were shot dead. It appears that Father Mario was still alive as he fell to the ground. They were then buried. As his murderers searched the priest's bag, all they found were rosaries and an image of the Sacred Heart and of Our Lady. The life of Father Mario Borzaga demonstrates that the missionary vocation lived out in love is a true way to holiness. On June the 5th, 2015, Pope Francis signed the decree of beatification of 17 martyrs who died in Laos between 1954 and 1970. They include 10 French, 6 Indo-Chinese, and 1 Italian, which was Mario Borzaga himself. Blessed Father Mario Borzaga, pray for us.